the Intermountain Baptist Fellowship, as well as a United States church planner. I'm here on behalf of the United States, that great, great country. You all live in it, don't you? And yet it's a heathen nation today. A nation that was started on biblical principles is now far, far from God. We need to go back and have a church planting revival in America. We have many churches that used to stand even 5 to 10 years ago, but have gone away from the things of God's Word. And so we need to have a church planting revival. Out on my display, you'll find the little quarterly paper called the Reaching America Report. And I am working right now with 5 church plants all across America, from New York City, Manhattan, the Lower East Side there, zip code 10002 in Manhattan. That neighborhood has 82,000 people per square mile. Within just a few miles in that region, they have as many people that as live in the whole state of Montana. Think about that. We need to plant a church there. I have a church planter named Daniel Klaus who is ready to go. And he and his wife, Maggie, were on my staff there in Milwaukee at Souls Harbor Baptist Church, where I pastored and planted a church 30 years. And they were with me for 3 years, and they went 5 years ago to Brooklyn, and now they're ready to go and help with this new church plant. We call it Abundant Life Baptist Church, and very excited about the Lower East Side of Manhattan. And then all the way to San Diego, where we're working in the preliminary plans of a church plant right in downtown San Diego. All the way to Driggs, Idaho, Missoula, Montana, Williston, North Dakota. Now another one that is coming online, Pastor Dwayne Hampton, planting a brand new church in St. Louis this fall. So I'm busy, as you can see, and raising my support. For 30 years, I pastored the Souls Harbor Baptist Church, of which my son is now the pastor. 6 months ago, I turned the reins over to him on the 30th anniversary. And now I'm raising my support so I can do what I do. I'm already doing it, whether I get supported or not, but do what I do all across America. I'm a missionary, a church-planting evangelist missionary to America. Please pray for us. We'd like to explain what we're doing in more detail on a little DVD. So, men, if you'll play that DVD at this time. In Acts 19:21, the Apostle Paul said, "I must also see Rome." Paul knew the world's population was centered in the cities. He saw the great value of reaching the cities in order to reach the world.
In 1996, God moved in the hearts of Pastor Paul Hoover and Evangelist Herb Hoover to establish a missionary outreach to America's inner cities. This burden for urban America came after Pastor Hoover planted a new church in downtown Milwaukee, Wisconsin in 1986. For over 3 decades, Souls Harbor Baptist Church of Milwaukee has been a testimony of God's blessing upon urban church planting. During these years, the church has been involved with 40 different church planting projects. Now that vision has been expanded by the creation of Reaching America Baptist Partners. This new church planting endeavor is focused on urban as well as rural church planting. As we see the American culture go further away from God and the Bible, we know the need is great to reseed the United States with strong Bible-preaching churches. We need 60 churches to help us with monthly prayer and financial support. Would you prayerfully consider joining Reaching America Baptist Partners and helping in this worthy ministry of local church planting?
In Matthew 9:35-38, we read, "And Jesus went about all the cities and villages, teaching in their synagogues, and preaching the gospel of the kingdom, and healing every sickness and every disease among the people. But when he saw the multitudes, he was moved with compassion on them,
because they fainted and were scattered abroad, as sheep having no shepherd. Then saith he unto his disciples, the harvest truly is plenteous, but the laborers are few. Pray ye therefore the Lord of the harvest, that he will send forth laborers into his harvest.
Brother Hoover, you come here. We have a little gift for you. Well, it's nice to have gifts.
Oh, amen. You know, I won't turn them down. Amen. Thank you so much.
You got some jerky in there. You need that.
I need that.
Yeah, amen. God bless you.
Thank you.
All right, brother.
All right. We'd like to invite you to our rest home service that we have today, which is at 2:30 over at the Eagles Manor.
Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
As you can tell, we're in a mission conference. I'm going to real quick run through them for you that have not been here. We have the Buchertz, we have the Frost, and we have Dr. Paul Hoover down here. He's going to be preaching today. We have the Inmans, and we have the Leonards, and we have the Vongs, almost. Frost still here. He's going next door. God help them. Anyway, we have some visitors with us today. Down here on my left, sitting in front of Corey, we have Eric Traynor. Eric's gone. Okay, we have Eric Traynor and Sheila Warner with us today. Eric is from Great Falls. He's been here a couple times, but they're living in Pennsylvania now. They've come back on vacation. So if you see them today, please say hi and welcome them. And we thank you for coming. We hope you enjoy yourself.